Located in the Sierra Norte of the community of Madrid, Villavieja de la Zoya stands on a hill at the foot of the Carpetanus Mountains, which divide the two castiles. Quiet and peaceful, this cozy town stands out above all for its privileged natural environment, ideal to get lost and enjoy nature in its purest state. Its origins are unknown, but it is believed that they can be traced back to the repopulation period of the Villa de Buitrago after the Reconquest. From the pre-Roman era, the area was inhabited by tribes or peoples called Carpetanus and Vedones of Celtiberian origin and whose main activity was then beef cattle. During the Roman era, everything was pastures for cattle mainly belonging to the land of Litibrum, name by which Buitrago was known at that time. There are no vestiges of Visigothic, but of Muslim. It seems that the original name of this term was Orzazo, acquiring its current denomination when obtaining the category of villa, adding the name old to differentiate it from another nearby town later. The foundation of Villavieja goes back to the repopulation period of the Buitrago lands to which it belonged, around 1085. During this period, it had to be a seasonal settlement related to the use of the pastures, without discarding the Arab occupation prior to the reconquest and later repopulation. In fact, an Arab door has been found where a hostelry has been built to preserve the arch of the 11th century caliphate style, although experts do not agree with the date, as others believe it is mid-age, 14th century, and there are gutters of Arab construction. The names of towns such as Gascones and Gallegos in Segovia, among others, have remained from the Christian repopulation. The first written document mentioning its existence dates from 1485, and it is about ordinances in which various aspects are discussed on the use of the gullies, which are still used in our days to irrigate meadows and orchards. The maintenance and distribution of the water is still done by the communities of irrigators of the town based on these ordinances. It also appears in the inventory of properties owned by Jews expelled from Spain, 1492. The current church is built on another of medieval origin, apparently Romanesque. Therefore, it can be said that the stable population should have been produced between 1350 and 1485. From this period, there are no architectural samples, but the rural homes had to have characteristics very similar to the current ones. The Calwicanto Bridge dates back to the 15th century and is the only rest of the civil construction of the time. It belonged to a commercial road used since antiquity that linked the towns of Buitrago and Pedraza in Segovia through the port of Lalinera, and from whose layout can still be seen remains and milestones that marked the route. You can still do this route following the indications of the web, the drop-down or the corresponding audio guide. The Mudéjar Arch, undoubtedly the most interesting work of the municipality and one of the most original of the mountains, consists only of a Mudéjar portal, possibly from the 13th to the 14th centuries, formed by a red brick horseshoe arch inscribed in an alphas, all with white wound. Historically, this arch has a great importance because its location, in the highest part of the hill where Villavieja sits and its dating to the 13th to the 14th centuries, suggests that it was a large house of work of Muslim or Jewish tradition and that was the origin of the place name of the population. This house would be the village and old and abandoned when the town began to be founded, and next to it the old chapel was built, today the Church of the Immaculate. At the end of the 18th century, Villavieja had a population of 240 inhabitants. It was a stable term but little populated in the land of Buitrago. At that time the area belonged to the land of Guadalajara. The urban development occurred in the south of the term, near the Lozoya River. The church that today is incorporated to the urban nucleus was in its origin a chapel attached to the church of San Antolín de Buitrago and was in the outskirts of the town. Also outside the helmet was the forge property of the council and a mill on the stream of the Robles. The Napoleonic troops passed through to Madrid after winning the Spanish troops at the Battle of Somosierra. There, at the top of the harbor, every year, that battle is commemorated along with the monolith that is on the outskirts of the town with an interesting representation set in that era. What did not pass was a great flood of the Arroyo de los Robles due to exceptional rains that destroyed several houses and forced to build the urban nucleus on the hill in its current state. There, at the top of the harbor, Every year, that battle is commemorated along with the monolith that is on the outskirts of the town with an interesting representation set in that era. What did not pass was a great flood of the Arroyo de los Robles due to exceptional rains that destroyed several houses and forced to build the urban nucleus on the hill in its current location. In the following years, the population and the number of dwellings experienced a weak but continued growth until the second half of the 19th century, characterized by demographic stability and the stagnation of urban evolution. The hall retained the already defined layout in a plan of 1879. The events that deeply marked the town of Villavieja de Lozoya in the first decades of the 20th century were the construction of public works such as the railway, now in disuse, Madrid Burgos, the brief period of the Republic and the subsequent civil war, during which women and children were evacuated due to the consolidation of the front in the area for 3 years and, finally, the rural exodus to the capital that significantly decreased its population in the 60s and 70s of the last century. Each of these historical moments that strongly affected Villavieja is well worth a specific development that would help us better understand its recent history, but given the nature and purpose of this work we cannot address them with a minimum of rigor. These events left their mark on the memory of the oldest residents of the town, as we will see in the second part of this work where we collect their memories and experiences, but they can also be followed, from another perspective, through the guiding thread of evolution of its population. During the first third of the 20th century, Villavieja recorded a significant increase in population since in 1930 it reached 464 inhabitants, surpassing the previous census, of 1920, by 21.8%. In general, the Spanish economy was favored by the neutrality of the government in the First World War, although social tensions between the social classes that benefited from this boom and the immense majority of the population, located in rural areas, increased greatly. Full stop. It should also be noted as the cause of population growth more health care and education that is gradually arriving in rural areas. Villavieja had a doctor at least since 1908, although the council had contributed to pay for a surgeon of office and, in addition, the people received attention from the doctor of Buitrago who attended to the whole region. In the Guide to Madrid and its province public primary education, introduced as a consequence of the Moyano Law, is already mentioned, noting that the school in Villavieja had in 1887 40 students who received the teaching together, which is common to two sexes, by the simultaneous system. The square was governed by competition with an annual remuneration of 625 pesetas and 156.25 more for material, being supported by the council. Despite the serious events of the Civil War that began in 1936, the population continued its growth until 1950, before suffering a sharp decline. Indeed, if in 1950 Villavieja had a population of 501 inhabitants, in 1980 it fell to 167, a decrease that reduced the number of inhabitants to less than half. The causes of this exodus, general in all the towns of the Sierra de Madrid, were due, on the one hand, to the completion of the reforestation and public works of the reservoir of Rios Aquilo that reduced the chances of finding work in the area and, on the other hand, to the labor supply of the capital, Madrid, which began to provide many jobs in industry and services as a result of the stabilization plan of 1957. It is also necessary to point out the same cause of the rural exodus population increase that peaked in 1950, perhaps too much for limited resources. Today, the number of isolated secondary homes is greater than those of the Casco. In the hall they are recovering and restoring the old houses. The new construction tend to respect the architectural elements of traditional mountain architecture, much like the Segovian slope of the mountains. Villavieja is today a town that benefits from its proximity to Buitrago de Lozoya, a regional center of services where trade, healthcare, school and sports facilities, means of transport, etc. are concentrated. It has a census population close to 300 inhabitants. Great part of the active population works in Madrid while others have their second residence in the town and neighborhoods. Its future lies in an adequate management of the natural resources it enjoys and a firm commitment to promote the second residence, since it has a large amount of urban land in the four urbanizations it has, without forgetting the increase in tourist offered to adequately show visitors their rural heritage and all the possibilities to enjoy its rich natural and scenic environment.